What's up, Adrian? How you doing?
Doing pretty good, man. Can't complain. Fresh off the bye.
Hey, Adrian. Earlier in the year, did you feel quite yourself? It just seems like you're really starting to hit your stride. But at the beginning of the year, was it a little bit more of a challenge for you to kind of feel like your old self?
Not really. To be honest, you know, each week I've, I felt myself just going through a transition, you know, just getting stronger and really just getting out there and get some live football, you know. There's no way you can duplicate that. But, you know, I felt good at the end.
It's remarkable the extent of the damage to your knee and how quickly you've come back from it. Was there ever a point after the injury where you thought it might take longer, or did you really think that you could be this aggressive in getting back so quickly?
Yeah. I definitely felt I could, you know, get back and be as aggressive, and even more aggressive as the season, you know, continued to roll, you know, after the surgery. You know, that was my mindset, and, you know, it was times that, you know, I kind of went away from those thoughts, but I was able, ultimately, through that battle, I was able just to, you know, stay positive and keep my mind on track, and, you know, it's been working for me so far.
Adrian, have other athletes who are going through the same similar recovery that you have gone through, have they contacted you? Like, for instance, even a Derrick Rose. Has anybody contacted you how you approached it?
Yeah, they actually have. I haven't. It's funny you bring it up because I plan on calling him today or tomorrow. You know, D. Rose just got his contact this weekend just to talk to him a little bit and, you know, see how things are going with him and, you know, just to answer any questions that he had for me. But you know, he's probably like the main guy.
What would you tell him?
It depends on, you know, the questions he has. But, you know, the one thing you'll need to, that the one advice I can give him is that, you know, have your mindset on what you want to accomplish and go after it, you know, and, you know, after 4 months, you know, that ligament is there, it's stable, it's strong, you know, so don't bag, you know, bag back from anything, you know, bag down from anything, continue to, you know, because I know around that time, you know, my leg was still a little sore too, but the ligament was strong, you know, and almost stronger than the right side, you know, so you can't be, you know, scared to challenge it and do different things, you know, thinking that you're going to damage, you know.
Adrian, what percent would you say you're at right now?
I get asked the question so many times. I'm 100%, you know, but with that being said, there's another level I'm trying to reach past that 100%, you know. I feel like that, you know, I've been better than I was last year, you know, the past couple of weeks, and, you know, I still can get stronger, you know, so that's what I'm excited about the most.
Why do you think you've been more successful this season than you have in previous years?
I was challenged, you know. I'm always challenging myself in all season to get better, and I'm always working hard, but, you know, just different situations, you know, make you look at things in different light. And, you know, after, you know, the situation with me and last year, you know, Christmas Eve, it really made me look at a lot of things differently. You know, it really made me scratch harder, dig even deeper, you know, when I was working out and training to get back, you know, from his injury. You know, so, it was, this injury is kind of like a blessing in disguise. It helped me push through, you know, another level. You know, I don't know if you watch Dragon Ball Z, you know, you see those guys that go Super Saiyan, and then, you know, some of them just fight regular, but then, you know, they come up against some competition, they got to go Super Saiyan. That's what it is. I had to go Super Saiyan to get back.
You probably had more success against the Bears earlier in your career than in recent games. Why do you feel that is?
I don't know. I give credit to those guys, man. They're a good defense, you know, and every time we play those guys are, you know, definitely trying to stop the run and, you know, come out with a victory. So I think I give credit to their defense. Those guys play some good ball, but, you know, we're going to come out and try to do what we do and execute and play fast and, you know, play strong this week. We come out with a win. So the pass is a pass. You know, it's different guys they have when they front. We got different guys offensively. You know, we're looking to turn things around.
Adrian, this defense has a tremendous ability to generate turnovers, force fumbles. That hasn't been an issue for you this year, but how mindful are you, you know, of that heading into this game at Soldier Field?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely mindful of that. You know, these guys have, what, like 30 turnovers, you know, they lead the league in turnovers, defensive scores, they're number one as well. So, you know, that's something that raised a red flag. You know, obviously those guys are doing something right, you know, so that's going to be key for us to protect the ball and not, you know, make it easy for those guys. You know, so those guys want to punch at the ball. You know, we just got to make sure we protect it and make them pay for it, you know, and that's going to be my mindset going into it. So, you know, I hope they punch for it, you know, because my goal and, you know, this is what I'm going to do, make sure I keep it high and tight and hold on to it, and while they punching, I'll be escaping into the end zone.
Given the success the 49ers had against them running the ball, do you think they're a little vulnerable?
I feel like every team can be vulnerable, you know, especially when you got a team like us, when, you know, it's no surprise that, you know, we're going to run the ball and we'll try to establish a running game, you know. So, you know, each team, you know, match up to, you know, a different team differently, you know. But, you know, that's something that we definitely want to do, come in and be a balanced offense, but definitely establish a running game. So, you know, they haven't, you know, faced a run game like us this year, I don't think. So, you know, we're excited for the challenge, and I'm sure they are too.
Thank you.
Good to chat with you.
Take it easy. No problem, bro.
Take care.